Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is 940 here on WPHM. It is Friday, TGIF, big weekend coming up, and it all kicks off tonight at Pine Grove Park with that softball game, the charity softball game for the recovery community, Port Huron Police and Fire and churches and the recovery community all going to play softball. And everybody is invited to come out to Pine Grove Park and get some food, like some corn on the cob, as presented by the Port Huron Host Lions Club. Joining us right now from the Lions Club is Jim White. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You're going to be cooking up some, roasting up some corn tonight at Pine Grove Park.
We are. I'm very proud of the Port Huron Host Lions Club. I'm the current governor for 11D2, and I'm proud of all our clubs, but recovery is a new wing of the Host Lions that they're working very hard to support the community. We have a group of 15 new members that are very focused on that project, and you know, we try to help the existing groups that are doing recovery, but also we have a group in our club now that we provide a meeting space for the second Tuesday of each month out at the hall, which is right across from Cracker Barrel. And we encourage anybody that feels like they'd like to come to a meeting there, they're more than welcome to. But we have wonderful members, and this corn roast was a great idea. BW Rock and some of the folks in the community are the major sponsors, and we're just there to you know, help them, and we've been supportive of their programs, but we're doing our own programs as well.
That's one of the nice things about the Lions Club, is it really looks around the community and says, well, where are their needs? Who can we help? And that's what you do, right?
You know, as governor, my slogan is one. And that one doesn't mean me. It's you see one need, you do one service, you know, and through the one club, one district, one state, you know, Lions Club serve worldwide, 1.35 million members worldwide, and we're the largest service organization in the world.
Yeah.
And we're going to remain that because we have people that have no reason to do it other than they care, and we serve.
There you go. Well, you can help out in that effort tonight by getting some corn on the cob at the softball game, which it's going to be a beautiful night in the park, and this should be a really fun series of games too. This tournament's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should. You know, when you can get the firemen and policemen together along with the recovery community, I think it's a great function for us to do. And we're pleased to be there.
We had the cops and the firefighters and the church and recovery in earlier this week talking about it. I'll tell you what, it's a friendly rivalry, but it's a rivalry.
Yeah, who do you think's going to win? I mean, you know, I'd like to see some slides in the second kind of hard stuff. You know, I think the firemen are, you know, historically been in better shape. But now, you know, we're so young, our police force, if you look at these guys now.
Right.
You got to be careful talking back to them. You know, yeah. Drive the speed limit, do your thing, and you're going to be okay. So I think it's a toss-up, you know.
Starts at 5 o'clock tonight, the Port Huron Host Lions. By the way, how does somebody become a Lion if they're interested in finding out more about your organization, Jim?
They can come to the Port Huron Host or any Lions club. I mean, Marysville has a club. Fort Gratiot has a club, but they can contact, go to Lions Club International website or the Port Huron Host Facebook page, or just show up on a Tuesday night, the first Tuesday of the month. They'll get a free dinner, and they can set in on a few meetings before they decide to join. We, you know, there's not a lot of glamour to the club, but you do get a monthly dinner included, and it's always really good. I mean, the current president of the local club, Steve Schultz, says he makes the best meatloaf in the world. Sometimes he prepares that. Sometimes his wife makes sandwiches. Sometimes they'll order from local restaurants, you know, and bring it in. We don't ever cook ourselves too much anymore. But, you know, it's a great thing that, you know, if you need to get out of your house and be around some really good people, I encourage you to come up. And then, you know, you don't have to. Everybody says, I'm too busy, I'm too busy, I'm too busy. Well, you know what? As I tell different club presidents things, spend 10 minutes a day on your club, and it runs itself, because the members want to be active. The members want to do things. And pick a pick one or two things that you do. I mean, I'm very fortunate here in Port Huron. We're a 103-year-old club. Yes, I said 103 years old. And we're called Host because we hosted all the other clubs when they started over the years. Everybody has time if they want to make a difference. So there's two kinds of people in the world, the kind that sit and say, I wish I, as we have members like this, I wish it was the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's the ones that say, well, we can be better, and we're going to start doing better. And, you know, we did a pop drive, and they're doing another one in November. Mm-hmm. And, you know, A, you're cleaning up from other people.
Right.
And it was a great fundraiser. And we had a great deal of fun doing it.
Sure.
So it's not hard service. It's fun service.
Yeah. I so many service organizations are saying, you know, it's so hard to find new members. It's so hard to get people engaged. People are also finding they want to be engaged, even if they didn't realize it. I think that these last few years, people have been isolated. They've been, you know, wanting to kind of get back out into the world among people. This is a great way to do it. You help your community. You meet some new friends, maybe some, you know, people that are in business you can do business with. I mean, it's a nice way to sort of come out of the cocoon, so to speak.
Well, and I know you have a broad reach, so you cover my district. And as governor of the district, I encourage everyone to call their local Lions. They'll have fun. They'll be able to do service for their community and make a difference. We, you know, fortunately, our little old district, 11D2, under Dr. Whiteman from Marysville School District, he was my predecessor. We are the largest Lions Club district in the state of Michigan. Mm. And I'm very proud of that. And there's some challenges keeping it there because you wouldn't assume we'd be bigger than the Metro Detroit districts. And trust me, I just had a Council of Governors meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they're gunning for us. But, you know, I just tell them, I go, we have better people. you know, they naturally want to do service. And I think Lions are like a lot of things from the past. People forgot about it. Until they need a hearing aid, until they need eyeglasses. And, you know, those things are somewhat easier and taken care of through some of the health care that we have today through government agencies and things. But we're still active in that. We do diabetes. There is something for everyone. Yep. And every club needs somebody to take up, whether it's childhood cancer, children's learning, you know, our Bear Lake camp out in the Lapeer-Emily City, just north of there, is a statewide project that kids from around the country can come to that have sight problems, hearing problems, and they can have fun as a normal child. They can climb a rock wall with supervision. They can do a kayak, you know, really on their own.
Yeah.
They can experience things that others can't, and it's because of the thousands of Lions members we have that support that camp. And if anybody would ever like to go to it, I can set up a visit. You know, everybody knows about Leader Dog, and that's a phenomenal program. But, you know, we from Auganac to the Tip of the Thumb to west of Lapeer to, you know, we have a corn roast also in Owendale, which I don't think you reach Owendale. On Monday, it's the changing of the governor's banner. But, you know, they do tremendous work up in that end of the district as well. And, you know, I appreciate being able to come on here and talk about Lions because it's a great, great organization. I love it. And we serve. That's our motto. And one message I'd like to send to the, you know, the public today is just be kind. There's so much anger and frustrations in the world today. We can all choose to be kind. And that's kind of one of our also mottos. Just be kind. Be kind to others. And good things happen.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can find out more about the Lions by stopping by Pine Grove Park tonight and have some corn on the cob. Talk to the folks serving it.
We will have people there that can discuss potential membership or just showing up at a meeting and deciding if you want to join.
Sounds like a good idea. Jim, appreciate it as always. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Paul.
Governor. All right, it's 9:49. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now.